To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
At Kitchener Baptist Church, we preach the Word of God, and we make no apology for the Bible. We stand upon the promises, precepts, and principles of Thus Saith the Lord. And for 35 years, we've preached the cross of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he on a cross was nailed to a rugged cross and his precious blood flowed so that we can have eternal life. He died for us and he died as us. And it is vital, it is imperative that we preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, why is that so? Well, that's what we're going to look at here on Timeless Truths, the importance of the cross. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, like a spouse of sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressing, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Wonderful name of Jesus. Magnify his holy name.
Amen. Where would we be without the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? We would be lost and undone, but we thank God for his salvation and the grace that he has shown to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17 together. If you have your Bible nearby, would you grab it and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, Paul writes, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, Paul is speaking here of his particular ministry. He was to preach the gospel. He was to evangelize, to do the work of an evangelist, and not to baptize speaks of church ministry. Now, it's important for us to understand that if you believe that salvation is a part of, that you have to be baptized to be saved, then why wasn't Paul sent to baptize? Just something to think about. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, by the way, we are called by the gospel, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The base things of the world, the things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto all wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The preaching of the cross to some seems old-fashioned, maybe even useless in the world that we live in today. And yet the truth is, the only hope that this world has, the only hope that this world has, is found in the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. The only hope that this world has is found in the cross. I like what the hymn writer penned. He said, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Now, I have to admit that the preaching of the cross is not a very popular message today. What has happened to the church is we have hired marketing companies to try to market the Christian church, because what people are interested in is building a crowd. They want to pay the bills, right? They want the offerings to come in. And so we have been so consumed with marketing that we have taken away the cross, we have taken away the blood, because it's just bad marketing for this world. Because the Bible says that the world looks at the cross and they say it's foolishness. It's foolishness. And so in order to be palatable to an unbelieving world, we have taken away the cross. We've taken away hymns that speak of the cross and the blood. We've gotten rid of all of those things. And we have replaced it with entertainment. We've replaced it with drama. We have replaced it with music that really sings about nothing. And so this is kind of the marketing of the church today. And so the cross of Christ has become unpopular. So many people come to church to hear really just a pep talk to make them feel good about themselves. I mean, we've had visitors each year who come with who knows what on their mind. And they hear the preaching of the cross, and some will return, others will not. And yet it's our desire as a church to preach the cross of Jesus and reflect the Lord Jesus in our lives. And so we want to bring glory to the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said this, he said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." How is Christ lifted up? Well, his cross is lifted up. His death is lifted up. His atoning death, his redemptive death, is lifted high. And so as a church, we want to please the Lord by preaching the death, the burial, and thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he is a living Savior today. And so why is it important for us or any church to preach the cross of Jesus Christ? I want to give you some thoughts. Number one, the preaching of the cross It sweeps away man's pretenses. Now, a pretense is thinking that something is true when it is not. It's believing a lie or going through your life and believing a lie. And there are many pretenses that we hold to in our life. And even when it comes to Christianity or when it comes to the Bible, there are pretenses within religion that people believe. Number one, the preaching of the cross sweeps away man's pretenses of being good outside of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Now the picture in Isaiah 53 verse 6 is a verse. Really, it's sheep with no shepherd, and they continue to wander aimlessly in their life. You see, man apart from Christ is simply wandering this world with no goal and no purpose at all. They are going their own way. I think we could define religion by saying religion is just a collection of rituals that man has tried in a feeble attempt to please God on their own terms. And yet, the Bible teaches us, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." The verse simply means that even with all of man's attempts, he still falls miserably short. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. So to preach Christ is to say that man is hopelessly lost. Now, within religion and within the marketing of the church, that's not a popular message to preach. I remember giving someone the gospel one time, and they told me, because I said, you know, you need to believe that you're a sinner, and you can't get saved if you don't believe you're lost. You can't be found unless you're lost, and you need to, people need to understand that from the Bible, that we've come short of the glory of God. And I said, the Bible says, "For all have sinned, and I've sinned, and you've sinned, and all of humanity are sinners." And she looked at me, and she said, "You can't call people names like that." Now, I wasn't calling her a name. A sinner is a condition, not a name. I'm not mocking her or name calling. I'm simply giving her the Bible's diagnosis of our life. And we all have sinned against God, and we all deserve to go to hell. And that's what the scriptures teach us. And so when we preach the cross, we preach that man is hopelessly lost. And this is a pretense that is swept away by the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. But also when we preach the cross, we sweep away the pretense that you can be saved by your own works. You see, if a man cannot be good outside of Christ, then why would you think that he could save himself? Why would you believe that we can do anything that would gain God's favor? The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible says not of works. So if the Bible says not of works, then I'm assuming it means not of works. Not of what we have done in our life, but by the cross of Jesus. And it's a gift given to us by God. And it's unmerited favor by the very grace of God. Think about this. Sin is way too powerful for us to overcome ourselves. I mean, it cost the Lord Jesus his life on a cross. His blood was shed, and he became our sin who knew no sin. And yet we think that if we just jump in some water or if we just join a denomination or if we just help people cross the street that our sin will be taken care of, when Jesus died for our sin and it cost him the best that heaven could offer. Cannot save ourselves. Our good or our righteousness, that's the good things we do, our righteousness to God is filthy rags, the Bible says. So all of the things that we have to offer God that we believe should merit God's favor, all of those things, God looks at them and says, filthy rags, filthy rags. Now think about all of the things that you could offer God as far as getting into heaven, you know, being a good person, giving an offering, joining a church, being baptized, being a part of some religious ritual. We could do all of those things, and they have their place. But the reality is God looks at them as far as heaven's concerned and says, they're filthy rags. They're filthy rags. They're filthy rags. And so when we preach the cross of Jesus Christ, what we are saying is we cannot be good outside of Jesus and we cannot save ourselves. We need Jesus Christ to wash our sins away. Now, people, when they look at our humanity, when people look at their humanity, they'll often use this expression, you know, kind of to excuse their faults. They'll say something like, nobody's perfect. And that is true. We are not perfect. People can only be expected to be human, which means we are fallible. Unfortunately, when it comes to their standing before God, all too many people take a different stance. They may not be perfect, but they say, we're good enough. Now, God's standard is perfection, and the Bible says that if we are lawbreakers, and we are lawbreakers, then we are guilty of all the law. We are guilty before God, and that's, by the way, why God even gave the Ten Commandments. He didn't give us the Ten Commandments as a standard to live by, but to show us that we cannot keep God's standard. That law was showing us that we have come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says that there is none that doeth good. There is none righteous, no, not one. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of man and see if they're were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. It is not good enough. Our deeds are not good enough. There is nothing that we can do that is good enough. We cannot merit God's favor upon our life outside of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Now, there was a man who went into a pharmacy. He was a poor, untidy man. And he said to the pharmacist, he said, please, mister, can you give me something for my bad cold? And the pharmacist said, you know, did you bring a prescription with you? And the man says, I ain't got no prescription with me, but I brought my cold with me to be cured. Now, oftentimes when it comes to our sin debt, and the Bible says we all owe a sin debt, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We offer God a prescription, a religious prescription. You know, it's kind of like, you know, waters of baptism, sacraments, join a church, be a part of a church, do good works, be good, and hope and hope and hope that you're going to go to heaven. And we offer God this prescription to try to get rid of our sin. And the Bible doesn't teach that. That's not in the Bible. The Bible says this, if I be lifted up, if Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And I'm just glad to tell you on this radio program, you're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm just thrilled to be able to tell you this morning that burdens are lifted at Calvary and that your sins can be washed away and you can have a home in heaven. And you don't have to hope that you're going to heaven. You don't have to, you know, it's not a maybe, it's not a hope so. It's a no so. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've not put your trust and faith in him and him alone, then friend, I want to invite you right now in this very moment to pray, Lord, I know I've sinned against you. You're my only hope. Wash my sins away and give me new life. If you pray that prayer from your heart, it's not a magic prayer. It's not the words of the prayer, but that heart decision to put your faith and trust in Jesus, then the Bible says you're born again. You're born again. The cross of Christ is the remedy for your sin problem. And the Bible teaches us that if Jesus Christ is, if our trust and faith is placed in him, in Jesus Christ, then we have life eternal. We're going to continue this thought next week about the cross, but I just want you to know that we preach the cross of Jesus Christ because it sweeps away our pretenses, to think that we can be good enough without Christ and to think that we can do good works to get to heaven. No, we preach the cross because it is our only way to have eternal life. I hope you'll come and join us at Kitchener Baptist Church. We meet 10:30 this morning. Come and hear the preaching of the Word of God, fellowship with like-minded believers. I would love for you to come and be my guest this morning at Kitchener Baptist Church. God bless you.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
It may be not the most popular message in our world today, but the truth is it has never been a popular message. It is the message of the cross. And we preach the cross because the teaching of the cross may be foolish for the world, but it is the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1. And it sweeps away our pretenses that we could ever be good without God. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And that we are unrighteous and we do not seek after God. But Christ came to this world. He died for our sins. And the cross of Jesus Christ, is our only hope to save our eternal soul. And so we're not good enough to get to heaven. We can't do good things to get to heaven. It is the cross of Jesus Christ that is our hope today. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I hope today that you'll put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone. He wants to give you a home in heaven. And that's our timeless truth for today.
Alone and brokenhearted, trying to calm the battle in my mind. In search of many answers, my troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. I saw a flower blooming, there was no rain or sunshine. And I knew not that this flower would change the rest of my life. I found a lily in my valley. I found the strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burdens. I found a refuge from the storm.
I found a refuge from the storm.
A place where I could trade my dark skies for beaming rays of sunshine. I found a lily. Just can't seem to find peace of mind. You're searching for the answers, but your problems are getting worse all the time. Just reach your hand to Jesus, He'll take you in and break the ties that bind. He'll be the lily in your valley. He'll be your strength when you are worn. He'll be a place to leave your burdens. He'll give you refuge from the storm. A place where you can trade your dark skies for being.
streaming rays of sunshine. You'll be the lily in your valley, and you'll bloom all the time. I found the lily in my valley. I found the strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burden. I found a refuge from the storm.
I found a refuge from the storm.
A place where I could trade my dark skies for beaming rays of sunshine. I found a lily in my valley, and he blooms all the time. I found the lily.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Hey, it's Pastor Jerry Burns, and I just wanted to tell you that at Kitchener Baptist Church, we have a bus ministry that picks up boys and girls and moms and dads and brings them to church every single Sunday morning. We've been running this bus ministry for over 15 years, and God has provided financially so that we can offer this ministry for absolutely no cost. So I hope that you'll call us at 519-579-2236 and ask about our bus ministry today.